To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland Trailblazers defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, 122-110. Some fantastic performances across the board. Caleb Love, Shaden Sharp off the bench with 20 points each. The story of the night is Denny Avdija.
Ring the bell. Ding, 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 ding. It happened again.
He got to the free throw line 9 times, was 16 of 17, doing a great thing as well. Donovan Klingon had a nice night at the boards, had a rough night with Evan Mobley, but as we talked during the commercial break, most people have a rough night with Evan Mobley.
Mobley had 23, 10, and 5 with 2 steals and 5 blocks.
The kid's good.
It's like, and it looked effortless.
Where do you go to school?
Fight on, maybe.
I threw that out for
Thank you.
But a couple things that I will throw at you, Danny, and I'm curious your thoughts on this. The takeaways I have from this game is twofold. Do you want me to tell you both or go one at a time?
Go one at a time so I can squirrel around.
Okay. One at a time. Denny Avdija, okay, and doing what Denny's stuff does. Now, we have talked about this a lot this season, and we've heard from you texters and YouTubers, you know, some people, it feels Denny's almost polarizing in the sense that we all know he's a good player, but some people think he is a great player, and others think he's a really good player on a really bad team. Mm-hmm. What I would counter with is Denny still did what he's been doing for the majority of the season, and they passed the ball around, and everyone else stepped up and did stuff, which tells me that there is a great chance that there's more to this. We just need to see it on a consistent basis, and it's not just a bad team with one guy getting his buckets.
No, and that's the thing, is that they're missing a ton of offense.
And a ton.
And beyond that, they were a team coming into the season that was going to be shorthanded on shooting. And if they don't have shooting, I mean, last night they shoot 14 of 34 from three. They knocked down threes. They shoot 41% from three.
But that was my second point that I want to throw at you, and maybe you can tie these in both. 34 shots from three-point, not 40, 45. That's what I've been ringing the bell about.
Here's the difference, though. They got 39 free throws.
Great.
So what could have turned into a drive and kick turned into free throws. That's the difference.
I like that approach a lot more.
The thing is about that, you can't control for those variables.
Fair. Plus,
if you're creating good shots, you're creating good shots. Now, if you're doing that, and again, Denny took 17 free throws. He has been 23 free throws, 17 free throws, 19 free throws, 15 free throws.
Is he a merchant?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Is he a merchant?
He has mastered the dark arts. Denny has mastered the dark arts of free throw grifting. Tumani has mastered the dark arts of offensive foul grifting.
Ooh, yeah, he has.
They are two of the very best in the league at. I was talking to a buddy of mine who covers the Cavs last night, and he goes, man, he's got a great whistle. And I go, yeah, but he also is like number three, I think, in the league in drive volume. And also, look at Denny's shoulders and how cut up and beat up he is. He's not just doing the James Harden rip-throughs. He's doing rip-throughs, but he's getting hit and initiating contact.
Two things on that. One, I mean, yesterday, I think it was shortly after we got off the air, maybe at the end of our show, there was the rumor that Denny wasn't going to play.
Yeah, no,
of an ankle.
Yeah, right before we were getting ready to get off, Denny hit the injury report with the ankle sprain.
So I like that he's still going to play.
Oh, you've got to pull his dead carcass off the floor.
And the difference, I love that you kind of mentioned James Harden. James Harden, when he acts that way, you can see he's soft.
Yeah.
Denny, when he acts that way, he's aggressive. Mm-hmm. When he goes to the paint, sometimes I think he drives that a little too much, and maybe that's...
Forces the issue.
Forces it, but yep. That could be because nobody's making threes, etc. Or two, that could be the point of Denny is good, but this team is so bad that he looks better. Maybe I could listen to that. So sometimes he does it too much for me, but when he does, he's very, very aggressive. Mm-hmm. I can't get over the fact that this team spread the ball around really, really well last night.
One of the best passing games I've seen for this team this season.
You're not going to get Caleb Love throwing 20 points off the bench every night, but no. Boy, it feels nice when he does.
I mean, think about it. Caleb's replacing Drew's production. That's really what you're looking at. So when you get that, this is what they're capable of.
But you're going to rob Peter to pay Paul a little bit of Caleb's production versus Drew's production.
Well, sure. But I mean, like,
Drew's going to fill the stat sheet to where Caleb is kind of an only one life guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to get many assists, but no. He chipped in some rebounds, mm-hmm. Got a steal. Like, he was competent. Like, again, it's more of like, this is what they should look like if they have Drew, in a sense. You know what I mean? As far as production-wise. Not mm-hmm. necessarily style, but production-wise.
Sure.
You know, Caleb goes 7-15, 4-7 from three. Like, that's a good night. It's a good night. Denny, at one point in time, you know, I think he was 2-for-7 shooting. I think he finished his final three shots, but it was free throw line, free throw line, free throw line. He finishes with 27, 8-7. He is now averaging 26, 7-6 on the season. I told the boys when we were doing the changeover here, there are five players in NBA history who have averaged 25, 5-5 and not made an All-Star game. They are Kyrie twice, Luka, Jordan, and Ja.
Whoa, those are like Hall of Famers, some of the greatest players I ever saw, Danny.
Ja did it when he played 9 games. Jordan did it when he played 17 on the comeback. Kyrie did it both times coming off of injury and then getting traded out of Brooklyn, which Kyrie was persona non grata. And Luka did it last year when he missed 24 games in the first half of the season.
And then the biggest shock in the history of modern day sports.
So there are underlying circumstances for all of these, and the string that you pull is missing games. If you play the games and you're averaging 25, 5-5, you are an all-star.
I like this on the YouTube chat. A balanced win with more than three guys in double figures looks so good. And I think that's what's nice about it is, look, if Denny's going to be the guy, Denny can be the guy. But, I thought Shaden off the bench was okay, solid.
Missed some shots you wanted to make. The threes are still, you know,
but I'd rather
at least he hit some tonight.
I'd rather him take 5 than 10 if he's not on.
For sure, but... What I liked from Shea last night is he contributed on the glass. He contributed as a creator. And the thing that Joe and I have talked about in the postgame show so much over the last couple of weeks when Shaden has been kind of working his way back, number one, he played 32 minutes last night. Great. Guess how he did it? Off the bench. Why did it look better? Because when he's playing with Denny out there, there's another guy that's on the ball. When you put him with that second group and Shaden is on the ball more, he feels more comfortable. You're optimizing him. That's when he looks better. He doesn't know how to play off the ball, how to toggle. He may never know how to do that. And that's not a shot at him. There are very few guys in the league that know how to play outside their role. Honestly, I think when Drew comes back, they should keep Jeremy in the starting lineup. I know I've said this a million times. With how they play, Drew can toggle. Jeremy's a finisher. Denny's your primary initiator. If Shaden comes in for Denny and Jeremy bumps up to the four, Shaden at the two, now Shaden can be your primary initiator with play finishers and two and Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't know where I live in that because we just haven't been able to see Tiago play with that yet.
Well, he's playing with it. He's done it the last, what, three games
now. I'm talking when everybody's healthy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because he's starting CeeDee.
Yeah, I know in the beginning of the year, I was pro Jeremy on the bench. Mm-hmm. You were pro Shaden on the bench. Mm-hmm. And as the season kind of played out, there were ups and downs, pluses and minuses to both of us. And then the injuries hit.
Yeah.
So to hear what you're saying, I'd love to see it. I just can't wait to see it. What do we expect from Drew? When?
I got nothing.
Man. I know.
It's a calf. And they're on the, if they're home, I can kind of nose around a little bit when they're on the road.
It's harder.
I mean, I'll text them, but usually it's, you know. It's a little
working.
Yeah.
My best.
Yeah. Doing those kind of things. It's like, yeah, all right.
I will say if you check out the Gamecast preview on ESPN lately, they've been saying a December 5th return.
Ooh, that's
for Drew,
tomorrow.
Which would be tomorrow, but we'll see. Just saying.
Danny just eye rolled you so hard.
I know.
Right
I'm
now.
Just saying that's what that says.
Scoot's also listed as day to day.
No, he's listed as out.
Oh, sorry. They sent the update out, yeah. So it's going to be
Dame is coach's decision. So yeah. I don't know. Did he?
Yeah, that's a weird one. But yeah,
is he dating Tiago's ex-wife? I don't know. Why is it coach's decision?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I thought last night, and I asked you the question, I asked the boys the question too, what's a more impressive win? Handling Cleveland the way that they did, on the road, on a back-to-back, or scraping by and beating the best team in basketball in OKC at home? And I think there's merit for both.
Totally. My answer to you was I like the Thunder win, and I don't know if it's because they're the reigning champs.
Mm-hmm. Better team for sure.
I think a lot of it is Cleveland also shot pretty terribly last mm-hmm. night. You mentioned it before we got into this. Donovan Mitchell had a great first half and was kind of absent in the second.
It's 16 in the first quarter. It was like, oh, this is going to be one of these games.
However, to your defense of that and why I can see both sides, Cleveland has Eastern Conference Finals aspirations, if not NBA Finals aspirations.
I mean, they have two all-NBA guys and then an all-star on that roster playing last night.
Tatum tears his Achilles. Hallie tears his Achilles. Mm-hmm. Coming into the next year, everybody,
Miami's beat up. Orlando's
all eyes are on Cleveland and New York. Mm-hmm. This is your chance. The East is open for you to make the move. Are you going to make the move? So that's where I could see where Cleveland might be the better win. But I can't help but also see they didn't shoot very well.
It's fair. I think I want to give it to this just because this was a game that the Blazers really controlled in the second half.
I like how the Blazers looked in this game mm-hmm. better than the Thunder game. So I'll give you that.
They uglied up the game against the Thunder. This was a better execution game. Like I said, I think this is probably their best passing game.
If you looked at something in a long-term series, you don't want to ugly OKC because they'll eventually get you and get you bad.
And now this is three straight games for Tumani Kamara looking like Tumani Kamara. The demise of Tumani Kamara was greatly exaggerated.
Well, I never do.
I know. The people,
I just don't want him taking 10 threes.
Look, I mean.
That's it. Outside of that.
Last night, 3 of 5 from three.
I love Tumani.
17 points, good defense, rebounds, assists. He was doing the things. You're getting what you want out of this team, despite how shorthanded they are. They're in damn near every single game.
Blazers will take on the Pistons mañana.
Oof. That Pistons team is real good.
Hey, dude, I could have said that going into Cleveland last night.
I mean, they rightfully should have won both games.
Yeah.
Toronto and Cleveland.
Yeah. And if you were to tell me they come home beating Toronto, Cleveland, and Pistons, I don't think they're NBA Finals bound, but those are three good teams.
Three really good teams.
Those are maybe the three best teams in the East.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.